Our next speaker is the host of the Russ Belville Show on National Cannabis Radio, your 24-hour source for cannabis news and opinion on NCR420.com. He is a frequent contributor to High Times Magazine, Alternet, and Huffington Post, and worked for 7 years with Normal. Give it up for Radical Russ Belville! Hey, everybody. Hi, HempFest. How you doing? Yeah. You people over there, how you doing? Doing good? How about over there? You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's great to be at HempFest. I've been speaking here at HempFest for years now, and one of the things I'm kind of known for is when I hear things against marijuana, you heard them, right? The stupid lies that they tell, the misstatements, the way fabricated stories of how the sky is going to fall. I have to go against drug czars. I have to go against cops. I have to go against all these people that hate marijuana. And, you know, what gets frustrating is now I'm having to do that with people that like marijuana. Because there are some things that we say when we're talking about passing legalization that just aren't true. Some things we say that just aren't true. Like, this legalization isn't good enough. I'd really like to legalize, but this, oh, it's got some stuff in it I don't like. It's not perfect. I don't like this legalization. We'll just do it next year. We'll just do it next year. We'll do a much better thing. It'll be much better next year. Well, let me give you some truth on that. Let me give you some facts on that. The war on drugs in the modern era, as established by Richard M. Nixon, has lasted for 42 years. In those 42 years, there have been 21 congressional election years. That's the every even year when they do congressional elections, right? There are 24 states in the United States where they have the right to do initiative petitioning, right? In 26 states, they can't do a petition and get signatures and change a law. Only 24 states have that right. 24 states in 21 congressional elections equals 504 chances to get marijuana legalization on the ballot, except for the fact that Mississippi didn't have that right for 20 of those years, so take away 10 of them. That makes 494 possible times a state could put legalization on the ballot. You know how many times it's been on the ballot in 42 years? 8. In 494 possible tries, marijuana legalization has been on the ballot 8 times in just 5 states. 5 out of those 24 states that could do it, only 5 have had the chance, and each time, all 8 of them have failed. All 8 attempts at marijuana legalization have failed. You only need to look back 2 years to Prop 19 in 2010, and I heard the same kind of scares. Oh my God, if we pass this, terrible things will happen. We'll do something better next election. Guess what kind of legalization California is voting on this year? None. So when someone says, oh, gee, we can just try something again next year, don't believe that. This is very difficult. In 42 years of drug war, Washington State has gotten legalization on the ballot once. And I know plenty of people, very well-intentioned people, people that want your freedom just as bad as I do, have tried for years to get it on the ballot, and it has not happened. So if you get a chance to vote on legalization, you do it for the people in the 26 states that don't have the right to put it on the ballot. You put it, do it for the people in the other 21 states that have the 17 states that had the right but didn't get the chance. You got to make the most of your opportunities. Now, another thing I'd like to bring up is definitions of words. I'm very cool with having debates and discussions with people about things we disagree with. I got no problem with that. But while you are entitled to your own opinion, you are not entitled to your own facts. And the one fact I would like to get across in this is the definition of the word legalization versus the definition of the word decriminalization. Some people are talking about the initiative that's on the ballot to be decriminalization. It's not real legalization. It's not actual legalization. So I went to the dictionary and I looked up legalization, and very simply put, legalization is the process, not the result, the process of making something legal. Decriminalization is merely erasing criminal penalties for doing something naughty, but it's still something naughty. I live in a decriminalized state of Oregon, decriminalized. Still, if I get caught with less than an ounce of weed, I get a ticket up to $500. I get my driver's license suspended for 6 months, whether I was driving or not. I got to go to classes. I got to take maybe, you know, all sorts of things that can happen, even though it's decriminalized. Decriminalization is still a penalty. It's just not a crime. Legalization, on the other hand, no fines, no tickets, no arrests, no warrants, no records, nothing. Legalization means it's legal. Legalization means if I'm in my house smoking a joint and a cop knocks on the door and I answer the door with the joint in my mouth, we have a conversation, he goes away without taking me with him, that's legalization. What some people are confusing is legalization with freedom. Freedom is the state we wish to get to by passing legalizations over time. It will take a lot of steps to get us there. You don't build it overnight. Prohibition wasn't built overnight. We're not going to tear it down overnight. It's going to take some steps to get there. So don't confuse legalization with freedom. Freedom means, yeah, I can grow all the weed I want, anytime I want, anywhere I want, smoke it how I like, share it with my friends, sell it in a business. Yeah, that's freedom. I want that too. But we don't get there without taking the first step. You don't make a journey of a mile without taking the first step. Please, Washington State, join me in the state of Oregon and join my friends in the state of Colorado in the first year where there's been 3 states voting on legalization, and let's get the trifecta. Let's get the hat trick. Let's pass legalization.
Thank you, Radical Russ. What a radical idea to actually try to change the laws and actually do it.